Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bucks and Race, we're back. We'll have a mystery pick by a special guest coming up here after we give our picks, which we will do right now. I am going to start as I am coming off a 3-1 week. We'll do three games and then we'll make a pick on the Eagles and the 49ers. I'm going to start off with two games that are on the redemption tour. The Bills, man, what a disappointing start to the season last week with a home loss to the Steelers.
Man.
Meanwhile, the Dolphins squeaked out a road win. They were fortunate to win game one up in Foxborough. That is not going to happen this week. Let's not complicate it. The Bills are still a good team. They're going to roll the Dolphins, take Buffalo -3 over the Miami Dolphins. All right, redemption game number two. The Packers were embarrassed last week against the Saints.
Yes,
Green Bay laying 11 at home. You could make it 21 at home, and I probably still take the Packers here. The Lions, yeah, they're going to get it. They're going to get everything that Aaron Rodgers didn't do last week, they're going to get this week. So I go scorched earth on Detroit. Take the Packers -11 points. All right. Third game, Carson Wentz and the Colts. How about this? Two home games to start the season, but against the Seahawks and the Rams?
Tough sledding for the Bronco out there.
Man.
They're likely to be 0-2.
They are. Yeah. I think the Rams are a good team, too.
Oh, yeah. Super Bowl.
Yeah, they really are. They're going to roll them. Take the Rams -3.5 over the Colts. They're my three, Ike. What are your three?
Okay. Not as much of a redemption tour, but I'm going to ride the hot hand of a lot of these teams. Coming off those week one wins, Pittsburgh, big win in Buffalo. There will be no letdown this week in the Steel City. I'm taking Pittsburgh -6.5 at home versus Las Vegas, who just lost their starting tailback for Sunday's game.
Yeah.
So he won't be playing. Give me Pittsburgh -6.5 in that game. All righty, at home. Come on, Jameis. Jabbo, lobster legs. Eat a dub. I can't buy 2 weeks in a row. You're coming back down to earth. You're on the road again, even though last week was technically a home game for you, but you're on the road again. I don't think they can do it in back-to-back weeks. This one is a divisional game. Carolina, probably the most surprising, unbelievable team that'll be undefeated after this weekend. Give me Carolina +3.5 at home over Jabbo and the Saints. Okay? And then I'm going to ride this Arizona train as long as I can ride this Arizona train, man. I'm taking the Cardinals over Minnesota. What is the line in that game? I lost it. It's Arizona -3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arizona -3, I mean. Arizona -3 over Minnesota at home. I started to take the over, but then I remembered, don't bet the over-under stuff anymore. Just bet the lines. Give me Arizona minus the points. They're minus points this week. And then, did we do the Eagles pick yet?
You can start with the Eagles
pick. Okay. Then for my Eagles pick, where I've been waffling all week with this damn game, and I had it as a loss on my schedule, but who the hell do you think I am? This is Ike you're talking to. This is Football Friday, and there's no freaking way I'm picking the Niners over the Eagles Sunday. Give me the Birds, 24-21 over San Francisco.
Yeah, and I like the Eagles to win as well, 27-26, Jack.
Ooh, we're going to sweat that bad. Oh, you gave it 27-26.
They win by a point.
Yeah. Is that a convincing?
No. That means Niners.
I'll also no. I also take the points as well.
Yes.
So I was saying it yesterday. If you like the Eagles, buy
take
it now.
Yes, take the Eagles, Jack, plus 3.5.
Yep.
Yes.
Get it now before it goes down a little bit. So we both like the Eagles in that one. So they're our picks right there.
There you go.
All right. Well,
not a good week for me last week. You said I went 1-3 last week?
Yep.
Well, give out our records on the year. What is John?
John's 3-1.
Oh,
you're 1-3.
Never mind.
Casas is 1-2.
Yeah.
Oh wow, John's leading the way.
Long season.
I don't want to brag about
it. It's a week to week league.
It certainly is. So we have a special celebrity picker.
Oh, who we got?
And I think he's picking his nose right now. Because he's born in San Jose, California. He's from the Bay Area. Hell, he even went to college in San Jose.
I think I know this guy.
And he's up in New York right now as the Phillies take on the New York Mets. His name is Kevin Franz. And Franny.
Boys.
What's up, Kevin? What's up, buddy?
You know, I don't know. It's a very soft. Like, if you guys are going to say you're going to win, at least, like, you know, more than a
Eagles
point,
38,
than 3 points.
San Francisco 3.
I didn't say convincing win.
See,
we just need to win.
There's the thing. That I could see that happening. If the Niners win, it's going to be a three-point game.
Mm-hmm.
If the Eagles win, this is going to be it could be like a two-score game.
Really?
Yes, because when you get Emmanuel Mosley and Verrett out, they don't have the speed on the outside.
Ah.
They don't. Stay with, you know, well, Rager's got to catch a ball. But, I mean, like, Devontae Smith,
mm-hmm.
you know, no one's catching him. Mm-hmm. You got K'Wan Williams on him? Come on.
You doing reverse psychology on us right now?
Yeah, you better believe it. No, it should be a good game, though.
No, it will be a good game.
Both teams have, like, defensive lines that you want. This is what you want.
Yep.
This is what you want to start the year out with.
Mm-hmm.
See what you got.
All right, so what do you got? What do you think?
Niners by 100. I got this is tough.
It's a tough one on you.
I got the Niners with a minute left. They're gonna kick a field goal to win it.
All right.
I don't think it's gonna be like this low scoring. I think it's gonna be, you know, you might have a 31-28 type game.
Yeah, we all agree there's gonna be some points scored.
Some points on the board.
Yeah. Eagles don't have a vaunting defensive backfield, that's for sure.
Yeah, but look, Elliott Shore Parks, let's go here, all right? Saying that, you know, this 49ers team isn't that good, okay?
Oh, you heard ESP earlier today. Okay.
Save it, me. You know? No, he's good. So, I got Niners 31-28.
All right. There you go. Last night's win with the Phillies, just how we drew it up, Kevin. It's good. Like, go down 7-0, come back and score 7 runs in the following inning, and then end with, listen, Bryce Harper is having an unbelievable season. Unfortunately, the team is kind of hovering around 500 and been up and down, but Bryce Harper hasn't been up and down.
No, it's been special. The stuff that he's doing, and look, what we've seen is less, right? Like, we're not seeing these crazy hacks that we've seen for years. This is like 15 all over again when everything was effortless and balls were just jumping. My favorite hit, and we could talk about the homers all you want, but that ball that he flicked down the left field line, you know, it's a ball off the plate away, and he just stays on and just flicks it that way. You're going, oh, my God. You know, like, he's 28 years old. As a 28-year-old, this is like when you really learn how to hit. Like, you start getting comfortable. I don't know how to describe it other than the fact that, like, we're seeing it, you know, come to fruition before our eyes. Like, we are seeing the start of, you know, is it going to be 330, 320 every year? Maybe not, but this – like, why not? 81 homers as a Philly so far?
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, we had been waiting on this type of season. We know it was a shortened season last year. He got dinged up early this year. Great to see him get back to where he was. Because he actually got off to a hot start to the season.
And I wonder where it would have gone. Had
right.
he not been – because that moment, this is – right before that was what we've seen the last, like, 2 months.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So –
yeah, you can imagine. What type of numbers would he have put up if he could have just played all year? Yeah, he actually went into that little funk after he got hit for about a month.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, remember, like, I've been smoked in the face, broke my jaw, and you got to get right back in there, and it takes a little bit. You know, the moment you get buzzed again, it kind of puts those little fears in your head. He's definitely over that. I think we can go there. He's over that. And what?
Yeah.
what else do you expect? I mean, everyone always talks about 330, right? That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no one's ever going to play to $330 million in 1 year.
Right.
But this guy's played well over the value of his yearly contract. Like, if you go year by year.
Oh, by far.
I agree.
By far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously you would love to see this, you know, for every year after this. It'd be awesome. Maybe we will. Mm-hmm. But you want to see it in the playoffs. You want to see him, you know.
Yeah.
Because he's done everything possible to get there, right? Right now.
Yep.
You got to get those other guys to follow. You know, and hopefully they don't press. That's the part where you just like, why would they be pressing? Like, you have the guy in front of you that you're going to be seeing tons of. You know, Gene Segura is having a great year. He knows he's getting
some heaters. Fastballs, yeah.
So this is awesome. That's what you want to see, but you need more. You need more.
Yep.
Be greedy.
Kevin will be on the call along with Scott Fransky all weekend long. Phillies against the Mets up at Citi Field, and that starts coming up in a little bit. Kev, we'll talk to you, man.
Can't wait.
All right,
go
bro.
Eagles.
Can't wait.
There he is, Kevin Franson.
The known Bay Area fan.
Yep.
He's a Warrior fan. He's a 49er fan.
Yep.
And he didn't change when he came here. That makes him real, you know?
What?
Well, like he came here. He didn't try to pander saying like,
No.
Right.
He is who he is.
Right.
All right.
Like Bryce Harper. Oh, whoops. Sorry. Never mind.
Or a linebacker.
Seen Bryce Harper say "Go Eagles" yet?
No,
yeah,
he's still getting over his Cowboys.
He still remains. He remains silent on the football team. We're gonna get to the text line.
That's the best way to do it. If you're not gonna
totally
yes.
agree, totally
yeah,
agree.
Just don't say anything at all.
We'll get back. We'll get to the text line in a second, but let's pause here for Mr. Ike Reese. Here he is.
Appreciate that delay there. Hey, Triple A and the Eagles have teamed up to offer something no Eagles fan will want to miss. The new Triple A Eagles MVP membership. Now, it takes all of the benefits of Triple A and adds Eagles fan features like a custom Eagles membership card, discounts on Eagles merchandise at the Pro Shop, and chances to be selected for exclusive Eagles MVP events and experiences throughout the year. Now, you're already a AAA member, you say? Well, guess what? Becoming an Eagles MVP is free and easy. Just do what I did and go to AAA.com/Eagles for all the info and become a AAA Eagles MVP member today.
All right. Time for the Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
Happy Football Friday, Failers. After that bum fight of a division game last night, Dallas positioning themselves to be, well, Dallas. And since we're going 2-0 after this Sunday, the Eagles are a stone-cold mortal lock to win the division. Hashtag, in Hurts we trust. Scott from Delco.
There you go, Scotty.
Mortal lock, stone-cold. I take that.
Dope.
Go.
What's next?
Mad Mike is the laughingstock of Mike's contacting Marks and Reese. Mike in Birdsboro.
Oh.
We do have a lot of Mikes to call the show.
Top five and five Mikes to join Marks and Reese.
Top five Mikes to call the
Mike
show.
Mike and Manny Unk is in our fantasy football league.
Yep.
There's Mad Mike. There's Mike in Birdsboro.
Mike's in Birdsboro. Great texter. Yeah, Mad Mike catching some shrapnel.
Wow. I'm Mad Mike. Wow.
I knew people didn't like him, but I didn't realize how many people wanted to tell me they didn't like him, which are quite a bit. Andy, same thing. And by the way, Mad Mike, and I don't recommend this, Mike. Mad Mike saying that Andy, because Andy called in and said that he wanted to do the Oklahoma drill with Mike. Mike said he's not in Andy's weight class. Andy wouldn't be able to compete with him.
Yeah, but I don't believe that. I got to be honest. Yeah.
I don't know how tall you are, but look out.
I mean, is he a big guy? I don't know.
He seems like a little guy.
Who, Mike? I think Mike's over 6 foot, but Andy's wiry.
No, Mike is 5'8".
He's a small guy.
He's a little guy, like real little, like 5'8", 5'9".
We said he's not in his class.
Yeah, that sounds like he's a big guy.
Yeah, but I don't believe
him. I mean, I don't think he's like a big muscular guy, but I've been screwed my whole life being short.
Yeah.
Listed at 5'10", Jack. What's next?
I'd rather my hand and clap than go to Inge for knowledge. Greg in Williamstown.
Y'all,
let
me say this.
The and clap part got me right there. He said, and clap. I hadn't heard that one before. That's pretty good.
That's funny. Next, Jack.
I don't know what this group of Jalen groupies is called, Hertz Locker or whatever, but I gotta tell you, we in the LTBB were the 12 apostles compared to this collection of hate-spewing fans. Good luck, two times. Tom from Abington.
That's kind of true. Like the Hurt, you don't want the Hurts thing to be a bad thing. Like you guys are attacking other Eagles fans.
They're trying to separate themselves from. Right. No, all they're doing is they're doing the exact same thing that happened with the Wentz stuff.
What?
Separation of fans. We don't want that. We want to be united.
Yes.
Don't separate yourself. Don't be calling in and saying like, no, you are like Chuck. You are either with us or against us. You have to do a cannonball in the pool right now and say that Jalen Hurts is winning the Super Bowl or you're out.
Franchise quarterback.
Yeah. Like let's just enjoy it.
I like pain.
You guys, if you want to be the gung-ho Jalen Hurts fans that are going to say, I told you that right. He was great, that's great.
That's great.
You can enjoy it more. But don't start fighting with everybody else over it.
Yeah, we just want to watch the team, man.
Yeah. No, but that
prove how much I love Jalen Hurts.
No, I had this one guy who was taking notes on my Jalen Hurts takes who's like saying, you said this, and you said this, and you said this, and you said this. And I'm like, yeah, I did. He didn't get drafted to be a starter. I did say that. He lacks the arm strength and the throwing ability. I probably did say that at one point. Mm-hmm. They're gonna trade for Deshaun Watson. It did look like they were going to do that. I said all those things. They did. Yeah. I hope I'm wrong on all of them.
Yeah.
Any more, Jack?
Vancouver is over 6,000 miles from Australia. Not 1,000 like your moron producer said. Mark and Motko.
Yeah, come on, Jack.
Well, it's hard to think of a spot sometimes. Yeah. You guys know that.
All right, well, like I live 40 miles away. Right? So, I mean, if you just put it in that.
Well, I would actually need a globe in front of me to know.
Well, I know this. Australia.
Well, I thought it'd be closer because it's on the West Coast.
I said globe. Like I was in elementary or something.
Globe.
Yeah,
I had a globe.
You remember him, John. Yes.
Yeah.
I got one at home, too.
But you're also going from up high, right? You're not going
to down below.
Yeah, to now you're going all the way, because that's all the way down by the equator, right?
Oh, God.
That's below the equator.
Here we go.
Yeah, but below the equator.
Yeah, it's well below the equator.
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere?
Where's the equator at?
Right in the middle.
Yep. Anymore?
Heard the beginning of the show. It's not an easy job having the best eye for quarterback play in this city, but I'm glad to do it. Big challenge on Sunday. Hurts and this team are up for it. Joe and New Hope.
Yeah. You're a bad leader, Joe. I'm going to let you know that right now. You're leading a mob of angry Hurts fans that are attacking other
Eagles
fans.
He's doing it again.
Yes. He's a divider. He's not a you know, leader.
And Elliot, the same thing. These guys are stoking the flames. By the way, I've had some people that didn't get a chance to hear Chuck at the beginning of the show. I'm going to go back on the rewind feature and I'm going to tweet it out.
Oh, okay.
Just because it was so good. He went so crazy.
Radio gold. Again, attack me. I wasn't ready for that.
Oh, you were just like, hey, we thought Chuck was going to be excited for the game. He immediately went after you.
Because he's a bum.
He went after you because you didn't even say, like, he starts yelling at you about Carson Wentz. You weren't talking about Carson Wentz.
That was a sneak attack, Chuck. I wasn't ready for that one, man. I didn't even know how to defend myself there.
Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers celebrating 40 years in business and 40 years of great memories. Visit marks-jewelers.com. I thought you did a great job.
Yeah, listen, I recovered.
You did.
He had me on the ropes for a second there, and then I got him.
Luckily, you're not Evander Holyfield, who just fell through the ropes.
Yeah, come on, Evander. Come on, bro. I mean, he threw a punch and went through the ropes.
He went through the ropes.
Yeah,
are there any other 50-some-year-old fighters doing Triller Fight Club this weekend, or are we done?
I mean, you look good, but you ain't in the box. You ain't ready to box anybody.
Dude, he doesn't need to be fighting anybody else. I understand that he wanted the paycheck, and he probably got paid a decent amount of money for nothing, but whatever.
Yeah, he definitely got paid to do nothing.
Yep. What do you think this weekend with the Phillies, since we are leading off?
They better get 2 out of 3.
They have to get 2 or 3. Because if they don't, they'll still be 3 games out, and the season still won't be over. So they don't have to do anything. They just keep losing, and they're fine.
You frustrated by them?
Well, yes, because I either want them in or out, and they won't do either. They're always
so you're
in.
Like the Jalen Hurts fan club.
I just like... Like last night, I was happy they got a win, right? But then you go into this weekend against the Mets, and like, I'm like, all right.
I hope we didn't use all our runs up last
night. Oh, you know they did.
What's going to happen Sunday? We're going to get Eagles into a Phils win on Sunday Night Baseball?
Oh, Sunday night?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right after the Eagles game.
Awesome.
Oh, Sunday night.
That's right.
Let me know how that game goes,
the
Jack.
The Ravens and the Chiefs are playing Sunday night.
Yeah, but also Phil's will be two games out of the division at that point.
That'd be great.
The Ravens and the Chiefs are playing
Sunday night.
Phil's will be in a wild card or a division race.
Like, here's the great thing. Jack can tell us all about it on Tuesday.
Yes. Hey, you know what's going to be on TV One on Sunday night?
Tuesday.
Yeah, on Tuesday. What?
Phil's.
All right, good. You and a couple other people.
Julio.
You and Bob from Potts, Lower Potts Grove and Julio.
I don't pick on Bob.
No, he's the Phillies P1er. He's never called in about.
Me and Baseball George will be watching the game on Sunday night.
Oh, I see Herb's here.
Is he? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Herb?
He's a bum.
Herb.
Hey, who's calling me a bum? What's up there, right wing?
No, Chuck called in earlier, and we're like, what do you think of Herb? And he wasn't happy with you.
I'm working. You know, I'm where I told you. I'm up in Newtown. I just went over. I'm doing a wedding over there on River Road over there at the, you know, it's.
Did people know you?
Water down there on 532.
Were you spotted by listeners and fans?
I'm taking people. I'm going to be out till 2-3 in the morning.
Oh, Lord.
Tomorrow I'll be in Doylestown in the afternoon doing stuff, yeah.
When are you going to sleep?
I sleep in between.
All right.
Sleep in the car.
Okay. I don't know what's going on Sunday, but Friday.
I got a question. Has anybody ever, it was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where the limo driver stayed outside and Larry wanted to bring him food to eat in the car. Has anybody ever brought you food out from the wedding while you wait in the car?
They'll bring you cake or something.
A piece of cake.
I know it's, but.
Did you ever get lucky from somebody in the wedding room?
I need to see the package.
Yeah, sometimes you get free food, you know.
No, I wasn't talking about that kind of lucky.
I'm over on the Newtown Bypass. I'm going over to I'm actually going over to this restaurant where Merrill Reese used to do his radio shows.
Oh, that's dynamite. Thanks for that.
Are you driving right now?
Yeah, how about them Phillies last night? Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah. All right, are we going to run? Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't think Herb used a headset. Is he hands-free? Is he holding that phone to his ear while he's driving?
I think he's just talking. Who keeps going?
You know what? I don't want to know what he's doing.
I just know that if Herb was my limo driver, I would order a new limo.
Okay.
He rolls up to the house. Yeah, boy. Y'all ready?
You know who I am.
No.
Send to the bride. Coming up, Joe Giglio leading off. Phils and Mets. Let's go, Phils. Win some games. Eagles and 49ers. Hopefully the Eagles get a win, and we are talking about it on Monday. Ike, have a good weekend, man. Go Sparty tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Go Birds.
Talk to you next week. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.